Proclamation number 4098 of 5th of August, 1947. Spiritual knowledge imparts knowledge of the divine will. Much is still hidden to you, yet my love does not set any limits to your knowledge if you try to transcend them of your own free will. Yet I must demand one thing of you, that you believe my words, that you recognize the teachings as divine and use them accordingly. For you must tell yourselves that I do not speak to you arbitrarily, but that my wisdom and love see the necessity. That I know about your helplessness and want to remedy it. And what I now proclaim to you from above has unconditional educational value. It shall shape your soul into perfection. Consequently, I will not burden you with knowledge the possession of which does not particularly contribute to increase your soul's maturity, for you receive this knowledge in the spiritual kingdom as soon as you have become receivers of light and strength, and as such are also able to utilize it for yourselves and for the needy souls handed over to you for care. But what you lack is the knowledge of my will. And therefore I convey this to you as the first and most important thing for your earthly task. I familiarize you with my will, which merely concerns the fulfillment of divine order, and I constantly present to you the blessing of unselfish neighborly love, as well as, conversely, the hardship of the soul if you do not observe this commandment. Through increased love for me you can now extend your knowledge, yet you also have to possess a certain spiritual maturity in order to derive the right benefit from it. Without this state of maturity the knowledge is completely useless to you, and therefore I only ever give according to the human being's state of soul, yet every word is the purest truth which is conveyed to you from above through my love. And the more faithfully you receive it, the deeper you penetrate, and the greater peace and tranquility will come over you if you recognize my love and wisdom and, as it were, entrust yourselves completely to me in order to receive further knowledge and let yourselves be made happy by me. You can still mature a lot and receive divine truth, but then your striving for it must never stop. You must always think of your aim and make use of every opportunity to assimilate the content of the announcements, so that you will also receive the undivided blessing of those, so that you will learn to love me and diligently work on shaping yourselves. Amen.